from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster wants to remind you that even though you see it in the morning, it starts in the evening, that morning dew. But it's sleeping, and then away, you know, like when you're sleeping. So I think they just call it morning dew because you see it in the morning, right? Because I guess because you say, but they say, I've been here all evening, dew. It's podcaster, that's what I prefer it be called. And I will start a referendum to say, I've been here all evening, dew. Except Scoots, when you look at this, they say, oh, well, really, it is morning dew. I didn't realize it. Thanks for showing me the science on that, duologist. I've been schooled in duology. He said, okay, I'm just digging. I realized that. Just having fun. A dreamy bed, like a dewy tear from relief, you know, bedtime's here, and I'm trying to get it, bring it to a point, because it's time, what am I talking, a new listener, you might say, what is it, what in the goodness, and it'd say, you're right, it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast to put you to sleep. All right, but this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. With just a few questions. If you're new to this show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead, start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking, If the answers to those questions are yes, yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show if it was missing from my life. I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, like I do need, like we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now. If the answer is yes to those questions, so we don't have to go through, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each design designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep a hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. All right, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone. The one part of the show I need you to hear where we can celebrate the people that bring you the podcast for free. And tonight it's our friend Mikhail from Perfect Ride Denver. That's perfectridedenver.com if you're looking for the perfect ride in Denver. And Mikhail did the website on Wix using our promo code wix.com/sleep20. Just go to wix.com/sleep20. You'll get 20% off your Wix premium plan today. Build a beautiful professional website just like Perfect Ride Denver, just like Mikhail. And you bring the podcast to free to everybody. Get celebrated on the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Thanks for the support. And this is the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Oh, Mystery Bard, a lot of other people help out in this show too. Who are they?
Chris Posty Posterson.
Sounds like an earful.
Wrote the theme song.
And edits episodes too.
Carl W. the Legend.
Also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer.
A runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the Mystery Bard.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
Jonathanman.net.
I'll write a song for you.
Any reason at all.
You can tell me the story and
I'll make it personal.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com.
And we're so proud that we could dance to be part of Night Vale Presents. So now on with the show.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Bard. I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. If you want, join our newsletter, sleepwithmepodcast.com/newsletter. Eventually, I'll get, you know, there'll be updates on there, like news about the show, stuff like that. For now, it's just a handy way for me to get in touch with you. And that's it. What do you say we keep the show? Or what do you say we get on with the show? Thanks. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. It's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical, you know, something you're thinking about, something you're experiencing physically, something that's coming up that's going on emotionally, or, you know, travel, changes in routine, baffling stuff, whatever it is that's keeping you awake. I'd like to take your mind off of that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send my voice, and I know I mentioned do at the top of the show. I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. I just slowed down my superfluous. They say, whoa, whoa, whoa. Do you have something? Slow it down. What do you got there? Is this one of those ones where I'm a boy with a wagon walking too fast, sir? That doesn't look like a wagon to me, son. Oh no, this is just a superfluous tangent. What in the haymaker are you talking about, lad? Wait, sir, have you ever been a PE teacher? Because because you just talk exactly like 90% of PE teachers I've come across. Son, I'm an authority figure, and I'm here to figure out what you're... I'll probably forget to come back to you, and hopefully I'll be sure to mention that movie, Never Ending Story or something, because... But I got to get to my new listeners. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send my glowing, soothing tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents, as you saw. What I'm going to do is I'm trying to create a safe place where you could set aside all the stuff that's keeping you awake, right? I said that. And it's ideally a safe place where I could just earn or create or foster a little bit of relaxation, a little bit of space for you, wherever you are, to get a little bit more comfortable, to get a little bit more settled, or to just be where you are, but to kind of listen to me, because maybe something else is going on. You know what I mean? It's kind of this weird, this is a safe place besides what's keeping you awake. And the reason it's a safe place is kind of counterintuitive. Because I send my voice across the deep dark night and all that stuff. And a couple of things, if you're new, you don't really need to listen. This is one of the few podcasts in few safe places. Once it's established, you don't got to pay attention to it. You say, okay, so I don't have to, this is a podcast, so aren't I supposed to listen so I can fall asleep? Can kind of listen. You can listen, or you could barely listen. You kind of see how it goes. You might want to move over to a side of the safe place where you say, well, I can kind of hear you talking. So if if you're new, see how it goes, I guess would be my thing. But no pressure to listen. There's also no pressure to fall asleep. The weird thing is, this is a podcast that's kind of here as you fall asleep. I know I say the podcast to put you to sleep because it's so flashy. But it's more of the podcast to be here as you drift off, that you barely kind of listen, listen to it if you need to. Now, the reason the shows are an hour is to give you plenty of time. So if if you can't sleep, here's the thing. I make the show just as much for the percentage of listeners that can't sleep as the listeners that fall asleep in 5 minutes. I don't know what my point was. Oh, my point was you don't need to listen to me, and there's no pressure to fall asleep. Also, if you're new structurally, what to expect. You're the authority figure wondering what that superfluous tangent is I'm walking around with? Okay, I just wanted to tell you about the structure of my podcast. What's a podcast? Oh, boy. It's something you might enjoy. Audio, in this case... It starts off with an intro. Oh, like WMAC radio. I'm not familiar with that, but did they say WMAC radio that puts the Mac in the whack or something? They say something. Oh, that's how they start their shows. Huh? Oh, you like Rudy Tootie? That's your favorite DJ? That's Rudy Tootie. Cool. Do they play, like, what, songs of the circus or songs of carnival? Is that, like, the Happy Fun Carnival Hour? Oh, no, it's a serious talk. Okay, well, we don't talk. That's great to know. Yeah, so this show starts off with the intro, but it's a little bit different than that because the intro's a part of the podcast. It's a show within a show. How can there be a show within a show? Well, it takes some imagination, I guess. The intro, here's a question for you. You see how I'm, I guess because you're an authority figure, you just kind of walk, like, okay, this is it. Yeah, if you weren't an authority figure and you couldn't just walk up to people in their imagination and say, what are you doing leading that thing around? It looked like a wagon until I stopped and looked at it. If you weren't an authority figure, you'd probably have to kind of lead, if you were curious and you saw a boy walking around with a superfluous tangent on a leash, not a leash, by the way, but I could see how you'd make that mistake. But if you weren't an authority figure, you might say, and some people might ease their way into the conversation. They might say, hey, is that a, what? I mean, usually that's when I'm walking around, that's the usual attempt at rapport building when I'm walking around with a superfluous tangent. They say, hey, what's that? Because they want to say, is that your pet? But then they start to look at it, and it takes them out. Anyway, so the intro is to ease people into bedtime as part of people's wind-down routine for most listeners. And new listeners will just kind of discover how it works for them. But a lot of people start the show as they're getting ready for bed, as, you know, and then they wind down. Maybe they're brushing their teeth. Maybe they're already in bed. You know, maybe I get a lot of, you know, human-animal interaction. They say, oh, yeah, I'm just getting my pets ready for bed. Maybe it's a family thing. You know, maybe you're listening. Whatever it is, it's just part of easing you into bedtime. Because I guess that's the thing. You can't really, I'm sure maybe for you, and for some people, you could get in bed like an authority figure. And you say, man, I bed like a boss. And I'd say, wait a second, what do you mean by that? Anyway, you say, I bed like a boss. But, you know, I would go to bed and I slam dunk it. And I'd say, okay, well, we're different, you know, different people probably. Because me, I need to wind down. I need to ease into bedtime. I need a long runway. I don't bed like a boss. Unless your boss is riding around on a tricycle. We're trying to catch up with the boy that's leading a superfluous meander around. And he's got a headphones and he's listening to that station with the circus and carnival music. I'm sorry, they even confused me. I know, that was a pointless meander. I don't even know what that was. But I guess that's the intro. It's like, it's something familiar. Ideally, it's comforting or reassuring, or you just say, okay, Scoots is here. He's going to try to make some sense, probably won't get there. And, you know, it's just to establish a safe place. I don't know what to tell you. So that's the intro. Then there's some business between the intro and the show. And then there's what comes out? Oh, tonight it's our premiere pilot episode of our episodically modular serial new series, The Adventures of Dr. Triangle and Isosceles. It's the working title of it. What's a working title? Well, when I think that's going to be the title, but I'm not 100% confident that's going to stay the title. Why have a title at all? Oof. You really do. Gym teachers, what do you see? Do you see the world as, never mind. I was a PE teacher, so I'm just using you as a, I know, I'm sorry. I apologize. I was wrong. I was wrong. How is it again? I'm sorry. I was wrong. And I'll try to find a new straw person for my, authority. I'm trying to find a new figure for authority figures to represent them. Okay, I'll just keep referring you to you as the authority. Can I at least allude to the fact you have a flat top? And, okay, yeah, because I had a flat top once, too. So that's the structure of the show. Ends with some thank yous and some good nights. Most new listeners find that the first time they listen, they kind of say, what in the... Because the podcast is different than they expected. It's not necessarily apparent at first how it works or if it would even work. And for some people, it doesn't work. So give it a few tries. If it doesn't work for you, go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/no thank you, and you can find some other options there. That's the structure of the show and what you need to know. And yeah, I'm just walking around with my pointless meander. Yeah, no, that's its holding hand. It's not a leash. It's one of its hands for holding. Yeah, it does look a bit it's tough to kind of see because it's almost like it changes when you look at it. I could see on first impression that you thought it was a wagon because, you know, I'm just leading it around the town square here. But you could kind of see it has a long tail. Yeah, it does have influences of, other forest friends we could talk about or fantasy friends. I guess for me, I'm the kind of kid walking around, leading around a pointless meander. And you're the kind of person that beds like a boss. I'm sorry, whenever I say beds like a boss, my brain goes somewhere else immediately. And then I say, am I comfortable with that or not comfortable with that? How am I feeling? Because it's complicated, you know, but I am aware that there are people that fall asleep as soon as their head hits the pillow. And I would say that is like, you say, man, I dunk on my pillow, your head, right? You just put it down, boom. So that's great for you. So you might not need the podcast, but you might listen to it, you know, for relaxation purposes or, you know, for just say, well, I need something that's a little bit different today. So that's it. I don't know. This was an interesting intro. I'm glad to meet you. I am very clear that you're one of the authority figures that lives within me. It's one of the many thousands of beings that, you know, join me when I put my head down to rest. You know, I could use somebody that beds like a boss, you know, but anyway, I said, where's that person that says, I bed like a boss, you know, the other, you say, oh, nobody's into, okay, well, thanks. So anyway, I'm glad you're here. I'm basically here to keep you company as you drift off because I want to help. I've been there and, you know, not putting my head down and falling asleep right away. Though this morning, just to give you a little bit of taste of hope, I was awake, I'm not usually a ton of covers person, but it was raining and it was a little bit chilly, and never noticed this, but I had my, you know, when people say they have their covers pulled up to their chin, my chinny chin chin, I did, I had my covers pulled up to the hairs on my chinny chin chin, and it really just felt good. So I don't know if you want to do that now. You know, you could shrink in or you can expand. Sometimes it's good in the breeze of the morning. And, of course, I said, oof, I don't know, I really felt good. I guess that's rare for me to say, wow, this really feels good. I got my covers pulled up to my chin. I had a laugh. I really did. I said, I caught myself. I was already awake, but I kind of naturally gone into that position. You know, when you're in kind of morning cat mode and, I knew I had to get up, but I wasn't in a total rush. And I just said, well, I feel kind of cozy. And then I said, well, my covers are pulled up to my chin. No wonder. Usually I'd just be like, that's too warm for me. I'd say my shoulders need to breathe, my shoulder, you know, I always talk about kissing your own shoulders as a symbol in an act of self-care. And so I like my shoulders available for kissing at all times. But this morning, my shoulders weren't demanding fresh air or anything. So anyway, I guess mostly what I'm trying to say is I'm glad you're here. And I work very hard and I strive and I yearn. I really want to help you fall asleep. And thank you so much for coming by. Oh, and here's a couple ways we keep the show going. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com. to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. All right, everybody, it is time to talk about tonight's sponsor, ZocDoc. And I think all of us have that family member that you tend to change the subject or kind of bend the truth around when they start asking, you know, for life updates. Oh, why are you still living at home? Oh, when are you doing this? Oh, what's your job again? And while grinning and bearing it with relatives like that is considered polite, there's no way you should be doing that with your doctor. You know, when you have questions or your doctor's asking you questions about your life, you want to have someone you feel comfortable enough to be honest with. And that's where ZocDoc comes in. ZocDoc is a place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable and actually listen to you. And we're not just talking about a few. We're talking about tens of thousands of doctors, all with verified patient reviews. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. And just like I said, we're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists. And you can filter for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat basically any condition you're looking for. And the typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 72 hours. That's it. You can even score same-day appointments. And I love hearing from listeners who have tested out ZocDoc, whether they've gotten new insurance, they've moved to a new area, because they found out the same thing I have, how easy it is to use and how great it is to see all of your options. So we've tested it out. You should too. Go to ZocDoc.com/sleep and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/sleep. 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 Thanks, everybody.
All right, everybody. Welcome to our new series. It will be episodic, though this is a pilot episode. I don't know if I've done a pilot episode before. Just the first episode. I mean, I guess it is a pilot episode. It is also a first episode. So it kind of is like is it a pilot or now that I'm talking it out, originally when I was like halfway through writing this episode, I said, oh, okay, this is a pilot episode. And I'm going to explain to the listeners that fact when I do the recording. And now I can't even remember what made it a pilot episode. So I'm not sure. It's the first episode. I guess it is a pilot because, normally a pilot is something you try to get, you make so that you can get permission to make the rest of the series, but I have permission from me. But also, I guess in some sense it did, when I was formulating the first episode, I said, okay, what are the principles, like what's going to come up in this episode that will move the story forward through however many episodes we do, 10 or 12, ideally. And so that's it. A couple of things you need to know about the first episode. It'll be extra dreamy because because it's a pilot or first episode this time, I want to try to leave it open instead of explaining everything. Is to leave you with a little bit of room, for your own, ideally you're asleep or you're snuggling in or getting comfy. But I do know there's those of you that listen because you can't sleep or you're listening for company or you're listening during the day or you're re-listening. And I also make the show for all of you too. And also kind of what that type of listener does is, it's very similar to me when I'm making it. I say, so I don't want to give too much away right away. Just give you a chance to have a relationship with it a little bit. So I don't know what I would need to explain. I don't need to explain anything more. I didn't really explain anything. But this will be a series. It has two characters and two main characters. Here we go. Maybe you were wondering too, is the world famous, the unbelievably kind. Antonio, I've been getting a lot of listener email about how I treat you. And, really, when you talk about how listeners feel, they definitely say, wow, then Antonio Ben Banderas is talented, generous and kind. So your true personality really does come through. Unfortunately, mine does come through too. My perfectionism or impatience. I know that's part of our playful nature of our relationship. Uh, So I'm so glad to have Mr. Antonio Banderas here to introduce our new series. Also, I wrote it out for you, part of it. I know we talked about it. My friend, as the ladies and gentlemen, the boys and girls, the friends beyond the binary, it's time to enter somewhere. Oh, okay. My friend, do you mind if I read it here? Your listeners, just come along. You know, it's the first episode. Somewhere in a world without math, technically, it had greatly reduced math, having trouble reading Scooter's handwriting, some places where only specific math principles are missing. Okay, so I see why I just said okay. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, the boys, the girls, the friends beyond the binary, somewhere in a world without math. Well, Scooter, there's nothing after that, because I can't just go to... I guess I'll work on that for... That was perfect, by the way. And I actually added some extra padding to my room divider, so you could actually, like, because of listener feedback, I said, let's let Antonio drink water and maybe move around occasionally, but not too much. Don't get carried away until we play Munchkin. Okay, so just do, I guess, maybe just do We Join, okay? Okay, I'll pick it up from somewhere in a world without math. We join the adventures of Dr. Triangle and Isosceles. Yeah, calculation. Okay, you just wanted to do something other. Yeah, I guess, my friend, I said, okay, Dr. Scooter, take it over. You're a bit like Tom in there. Thanks, that's Mr. Antonio Banderas, everybody. This is The Adventures of Dr. Triangle and Isosceles. The name of the town is Danzig, and, yeah, I'm positive that there's going to be baked beans here. I mean, I'm 100% sure. All right, but, you know, I guess I don't understand how you would know that there's going to be baked beans here in this town. Well, because it, so, okay, so if you look at the map, if I showed you the map, just pay attention because I've never seen anyone, just because we're riding and just because the horse is drawing the carriage doesn't mean you don't need to pay attention to the road, please. I'm paying attention to the road and to you at the same time. Okay, well, so and if you would have looked at the maps I was trying to show you, before everything, there was the Grandma Ben's baked bean factory here. Grandma was named Ben. It was like a merger, some corporate merger, but it was doesn't matter. There was a giant baked bean cannery here. And my understanding is that some of the beans, they even, like, yeah, they warehoused. It was their national headquarters, for the beans. So there's going to be tons of beans here, and we're going to take payment in beans today, or, you know, anything else people have to give. Okay, well, I mean, I understand you're saying, okay, tell me, because why don't we just get, I just don't want to end up stuck with a wagon load of beans, because I calculated how many beans we could fit in the wagon. And it just seems like this is going to backfire, and I'm going to be existing on beans for years. And while I understand it's the foundation, you know what I mean. I'm worried about your plan. Okay, it's simple. So Danzig's here, right? Now, if we before, you know, with the consolidation of the city states, there's a city state that's only a 2-day journey away. Where even before everything happened, there was a large number of former UK residents living in that area. The highest area in the States where people from the UK were living, other than, you know, the hugest, biggest cities. And this city state considers itself, you know, it's a UK-friendly or former UK they're going to want baked beans. It's just, it's a thing. Okay, but these aren't English baked beans. They're baked beans from, the Midwest. Again, you're not thinking with big picture. They can take the baked beans and they can, they don't have beans. They're going to want baked beans. It's the closest equivalent. And all they got to do is add a little sugar and it'll be close to English. You're overthinking it. We're going to be able to trade it. I already have the majority of the beans pre-sold. Yeah, but that's for something that you want. It's pre-sold. And with that, again, is an even more valuable item. But that's a tanker truck. We also still have to find a way to transport the tanker truck. Yeah, but don't worry about it. It's going to work great. We're going to trade. We're going to fill this wagon with. We'll perform one show only because they do have another buyer not paying in beans. But we'll trade the beans for the tanker of wine, and then we'll still have 25% of the beans to trade for other things. I'd recommend holding 5%. Again, I've been working on this. You trust me, it's not a foolproof plan. Otherwise, I wouldn't have you involved. That's hilarious. That's just hilarious. Okay, we're going through. Just let me handle the driving of the way. You handle the bean planning. Good afternoon. Yes, we're here to perform tonight in your town square. I assume you have a city square or town square. Yes, we did a great job keeping the gates. Yes, my partner and I will be performing here, and we have a spectacular show. You have heard of us. Yes, of course you have. Start spreading the word. Hello, children. Hello, everyone. Okay, thanks for letting us in. Thank you. Yes, hello. What a wonderful town you have here. Good afternoon. Yeah, we'll be performing tonight at your town square. If you could reach your head city official, your mayor, or whoever runs the city, bring your canned goods. Is what our performance fee is, or check with your city official. I don't know how your canned goods work in this area. I do know I have a hankering for beans, though. Oh, good, good. You do have a lot of beans. Yeah, so we're going to be performing. We can only do one show because we're booked. We have a prior commitment. We stopped here because we heard how lovely the people were in Danzig. And we're going to have a great time tonight. So if you could just show us, okay, just up around that bend. Oh, so we go up the rise and then back down. Okay, thank you. Thanks, children. Thank you, everyone. Really looking forward to performing tonight. Oh, what kind of show do we have? Well, have you ever heard of... Do you like drama? Do you like action? Does anyone in your family like a little bit of romance? We have all of those things. Believe me, the show will have more... Do you like to laugh? So you do, of course. You're a child. You're looking for... Do you like antics? Because I can... Leaping. Okay, we'll come to the show tonight. Bring your beans or have your city official bring a proper amount of, good day. Tell your parents or whoever's in charge of you, thank you. Okay, look over the city here. Do you notice anything strange in the city line? Well, this city's, it's got good, nice air. I noticed that, and it's in good shape because, as you plotted out, you said this is one of the areas that's very low impact, just the basics. So we don't have to worry about anything wonky going on in the city. Yeah, no, the city's in a stable zone. Yeah, but I was saying, you have to spell everything out for you. Just look at the city skyline. And tell me what you notice when you look across the city skyline. Well, I notice buildings. I notice birds. Sky. Okay, look at the buildings. What are the two biggest buildings in town? Ah, the temples. There's two temples. That's interesting. Right, it's two temples. Any idea which one's larger than the other one? Huh, we haven't been to a town where, I think we've been to, the only town we had with two temples, one, that is interesting that one's large. I think it's, but look at it, it's like a older, it's a remnant temple. It's nothing to worry about. No, I think it is, we need to go through with the show no matter what to get the beans, but maybe we should dial down the comedy a little because I just don't like the, like, I just have a feeling that the people like, it's going to be, maybe okay, it's going to be fine. People that like, they'll come to the show, the people that want to come to the show, you know, they know who we are. They know that we're like the kind of story we tell. And if that's their goddess, they won't be coming to our show anyway, right? And again, I think more than likely, if you study the trends, people have stopped caring about they want, once they started looking for someone to blame, so that temple was probably built, and now it's probably empty. Okay, well, it's just weird that, I guess it's going to be fine. So here's the town square. That must be the mayor. She's there waiting for us. Hello, you just pull up, but pay attention to where the horse is going. I've got it, thank you. Well, hello, we're here to do the show, pleased to meet you. And it looks like you have a great populace. They seem very, very excited. And we're excited to put on a great show tonight. We sent word ahead. Did you get, okay. Yes, so does that sound like a reasonable payment? I mean, I don't know how you do things here. If you have a central repository, or if everybody has their own, how you distribute, so that is an order you could fill, because that is really a fair price for our show. It's very entertaining, and we do have, a couple of giveaways we give to the kids. And they like to do thing, you know, then it kind of carries on. Like, we find that when we return, you know, we've never been here before, but we're excited to do a show for you. I mean, if it goes really well, we have, like I said, we have to be somewhere in a few days, but we could come, you know, we could come back in a few months and do another show if all goes well. Yes, because I have a big hankering for beans. Well, pleased to meet you. Looking forward to, can you start setting up the stage? I will be setting up the stage. We usually take a deposit. Oh, you have a horse coming with a deposit. Yeah, 25 to 10% of our agreed fee. And just because, you know, we've been to these towns before. I mean, your town looks very, very well, your streets are clean. It seems like you're a faith-based town, or you have different, so we're really looking forward to it, but we do, it's not anything personal against your town, it's just a matter of that, we got to take payment. We've been on the road for, since before we were performers, and now, ever since then. Okay, so thank you. So where should we go? How will we get the rest of our beans? I really can't believe you're going to pay us all in beans. Sometimes we get some people might tip us non-canned beans. Well, that's great. Okay, well, I'm looking forward to, so we'll go, through this side of the square. Oh, and down that alley. Oh, because, yeah, we were wondering if that was a functioning facility. So you just use that to store the beans. That makes sense. So we'll meet you there after the show. Terrific. And if we could just make sure that everything's ready, because we really have to get back on the road. I'd love to spend a weekend here or whatever, a few days, but We have, okay, thank you. And we'll see. Are you going to be at the show? Looking forward to seeing you, Mayor. Your mayorship at the show this evening. Thank you. Okay, how's the stage building going? The stage building is going excellent. Listen, I think during the third act, I have a new speech I've been working on, and I think it would fit perfectly there. Okay, well, I'm just saying, like, maybe tone things down, because this town might be a little bit more, like again, just tone it down a little bit. Okay, well, don't worry yourself. I'm a performer. I'm here to entertain, not give, you know, I'm not really here to give any messages. I'm just here to entertain and make people enjoy themselves. And I thought, I was going to do it as a mayor. So I guess what you're saying is that mayor probably wouldn't like it because they would identify with it. Yeah, let's just stick to the regular show, okay? Okay, I'm going to lie down for a minute, and then when I wake up, we'll be ready to go. Okay, you go lie down. I'm going to be building the stage here and getting ready for my role and sitting here. Hello, yes, the show will be here in about a few hours. We're just getting things ready. Yes, this is my horse, and it's a horse, of course. Oh, we do have giveaways for the children. Have you heard of a paper plate? No. Yes, well, they used to. They're a craft item. Very rare. We did a show in exchange for a cartload of paper plates. Excuse me. We were supposed to trade for something else. But we adjusted. I'm sorry, I'm telling you things I shouldn't necessarily be telling you, but, you know, you have an honest face. Oh, you're a fan of, you really like our show. Oh, you have a question about it. So you've heard about our performance, huh? Oh, is it, do we believe in, no, it's a show, so it's, those are characters. I'm not the same as my character, though we're pretty simple. You know, I inhabit the role. I'm an actor. And I was telling you about the paper plates. So our opinion on things is, have you heard of, it's a show. It'll be a great performance. You're going to have a great time. I'll tell you what, I'll even give you one of these paper plates. Oh, so the paper plates, we teach the children how to make a mask out of them. And, you know, you put eye holes in it. People used to eat off of these back when in the days of plenty. Would you believe that? People threw their plates away. Yes, I think it was not that long ago. Yes, but they're really crafts. We call it a masquerade kit that we'll be providing the children, which consists of a piece of charcoal and the mask and... you kind of have to supply your own twine, or the children can hold it. We just teach them how to hold it up. It's great fun for children, for even me. Okay, well, it's been my pleasure. I'm going to actually take a break here, and I'm going to lie down. And we like to rest before our show. Thank you. I'll see you this evening. Okay, well, okay, you're asleep too. Okay, it's time for the show. Okay, well, I think we should get to the show, and let's get to it. Well, hello, everyone. This is the narrator, and as our two characters went to sleep, some time passed, and then they woke up. They got out of bed, one sleeping on the side of the stage, and the other sleeping in the wagon. The horse is standing. I don't know if horses stand and sleep. But then it was showtime, and I have an active role in the show for our two characters took the stage, and they quickly introduced themselves. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the show. My name is, you could call me Isosceles, and I want you to introduce, sorry, someone's walking on my stage. Excuse me, whom are you walking on my stage?
I'm Dr. Triangle, walking on your stage.
Well, Dr. Triangle, you look familiar, like we know each other. But, Dr. Triangle, that sounds very official. Are you a doctor of maths or something?
Yes, I'm a doctor of maths. What can I help you with?
Well, would you, there's not much math to be a doctor of anymore. Really, you and your math fans really got us. What are you booing for? Really got us in a pickle. Excuse me. Like, don't boo Dr. Triangle quite yet. You know, let us get to the show part. This is just the setup.
Okay, don't interact the audience, what I tell you.
What was that, Dr. Triangle? I should use an equation to figure this out? Well, I don't even know what an equation means anymore.
Well, Isosceles, you clearly are one of these anti-math people. Oh, no. And I'm here, like, I just wanted to tell you some of the, before you turn your back on math forever, I'd like to introduce you to some of the wonders of math.
Oh, so the wonders of math, like numbers and equations and those things. Well, you know, I don't have time for that. I'm a working person. I work for a living. Isosceles, you know, I've been out winning bread and sweating on my brow. And I come home today and I read the news and it no longer even works. And then I hear from my neighbors that everything with the numbers and the credits and the paper money never made any sense in the first place.
Okay, you're going off script. This isn't... And the audience is really booing.
I'll deal with this. Excuse me, this is very rude to boo us. We, you know, we do have paper, but we do have children. Hello, children, don't boo the show. We're just getting started. I was testing out a new routine. Oh, let me ask you a question. You are so grouchy, audience. Please no tossing of cans, because we'll just keep them as payment. How many of you, are you all math lovers here?
Oh, dear.
All of you? I've never been to a town of math lovers before. You know that most of the world out there doesn't believe in math anymore. Math has gone the way of, it's gone. You still practice. You can't even have math. You keep it in your heart. So that you're a very cute child. Oh, what is your father's yelling at me? Okay, the audience is turning quite, let's get on the horse and get out of here.
Well, we can't leave without getting the beans.
I thought we got to deposit.
Yeah, but the deposit won't cover anything. And if we don't pay, I actually entered into a contract with the English Holdfast, so we have to deliver the beans.
Okay, let's go to the mail. Let's just go. Where are we supposed to? Okay, thank you, everyone. That's the end of the show. There's paper plates for everybody over here at this table. Okay, let's go. Get in the wagon. Just leave the stage. We'll build another one.
Hey, everyone, this is the narrator. They hopped in the wagon. And obviously, they were presenting things in a much more delicate way. But what had happened was they started their show, and the audience was booing. The audience it disagreed. The audience maybe thought that it was a bit of anti-math propaganda. And they didn't like the show. And also because of the new bit that Dr. Isosceles was trying out with Dr. Triangle, the show never even got off the ground. And they hopped in their wagon. And it was a math-friendly audience. So they were booing and shouting, but they weren't doing anything, too egregious. Because they had their canned goods. They did lose two packets of paper plates, which the children used as frisbees because they never got to the part of the show where they used them as masks. And we now know they headed off in the direction the mayor had pointed them in. And we'll join them as they head towards that building. Okay, this is where the mayor said, well, this is the temple of Shashat. We can't go to this temple. It's just, like you said, it's just a bean storage. It's not a, you kidding me? Those people were math, this is a math city. Well, it's just math. It's people looking for something to believe in. They're believing in math, but math's gone. So let's just get, hello, mayor. Hello, we're here to get our beans. Oh, you're not, what do you mean you're not going to pay us? Oh, excuse me, I'll hand, excuse me, your mayorship. We demand payment. We were here, we tried to perform your show, and your town disagreed with our presentation, and they were unpleased with our performance, but that doesn't change the fact that we did perform, and because you seemed fit to be fair, we would like to be paid, and paid our beans, please. Oh, no? Mayor, please just, we did our show. We can't help that. We didn't expect you. We didn't realize you had such a that you were so engaged in mathematics and principle. And if we would have known that, we'd I sent word ahead of time. Okay, we need to, what are we going to do? Okay, your mayorship, it seems like we need to leave. You're saying you won't pay us and we need to leave. And I see that as fair. What are you saying? I see that as fair, your mayorship. In the interest of fairness, I should say that as we were riding out of the town square, I noticed there were some things happening that probably needed the attention of the mayor and your staff. Because I don't know if that was your water. Because it seemed to be like, you better go check on that, mayor. We'll head out of town. But I just wanted to warn you, because it seemed like I think people got carried away, and they may have ruptured that water main. And I'm assuming that's your only water main in town. Yes, hurry off, mayor. Thank you for your. We'll keep the 15%. Thank you. That's very fair. Thank you. Goodbye. Wait, what do you do? Why'd you? Oh, the mayor's gone. We'll just go in there and take our beans now. They have to have them in there. Oh, okay. Let's go. And so Isosceles and Dr. Triangle went into the temple of Sashata, the goddess of math. And they walked past a mirror. They kind of ignored everything, but this temple, the lighting wasn't great. You know, there was only a few torches lit, but there was murals honoring mathematical principles, and they headed into a room, a giant, giant chamber. Normally, it was a kind of chamber you'd expect where people would congregate. These people might have congregated to celebrate the principles of math, or to look to the god and say, to look to the goddess for guidance in math, or waiting for her. As the narrator, I think it's time to tell you that this is a time where math is gone. It's tough to explain, so maybe I won't try to explain it right now. But they started to load their wagon with beans, and then they started to look around at some of the other things they had stored there. And they started to load their wagon up with more than just beans. Just load it up. I mean, they're rude to us. It's fine that we take I agree with you fully. I'm about time. You know, we need to take our fair share. This is interest because they didn't pay us immediately, and I guess that's look at me using math in a joking way, but let's just take those bottles of those are going to be valuable for you, of course, and we could trade those between the two of us later.
Let's see, I'm trying to just think of what has the most value other than the beans.
Someone's coming. Maybe we should just get the wagon and the horse. If we go behind that wall there and hide for now, because we can't, at this point, we'll just hide out here, and then we can sneak out in the morning or something and wait until it's much later. Okay, let's go.
And so they went behind a wall in the temple, but it wasn't a wall. It opened into a hallway. They just had enough space in the hallway to park their horse and carts. But something about the hallway and the fact that they were trying to use up the time kind of called to them, and they headed down the hallway, down the hallway, maybe searching for more whatever larder-type goods, I don't know. And they passed through another large room full of stocked goods, canned goods, dried goods, shelf-stable things, alcohol, water. They couldn't believe their eyes, and lots and lots of baked beans. They're literally, this town is literally sitting on a hill of beans. There's even dried beans down here, you're right. Okay, we should keep searching deeper because, I don't know, this could be our big, even if we would find another way in and out of this temple, we could just constantly keep coming in and out of here, you know. No one would know, and they wouldn't even notice, and we'd be rich, and they wouldn't even notice we're taking stuff. Let's just keep going, because I can feel a breeze coming from that way. Okay. What's this is shining? This is like in this next room. There's like it's like a mirror. So it's a hall of mirrors. Yeah, it's not a maze of mirrors. It's just a hall. Do you see things in the mirrors? What, Abe? I'm looking in a mirror. Yes, I'm looking in the. What am I seeing? Holy cow! There we are, riding off to that whole English holdfast. There I am driving. Wow, I'm driving an entire... I can't believe we traded 40 cases of baked beans, or the equivalent of 40 cases of baked beans. A case being 12 cans for an entire tanker truck of wine. It's almost to the point... Oh, and there I am driving the tanker truck in the mirror. I can't even believe this is possible. Driving it off. Wonder if Isosceles is seeing the same thing, but still dressed as Dr. Triangle. And I'm headed off. I give my choice. I could trade the wine, but I almost have both of my places fully stocked. So I can just live a lifetime. I know the tanker wine won't last me my entire, you know, if I'm expecting, you know, but then I can just go drink my wine. I have all of everything downloaded, years and years of the old content. And I happen to have, I figured out, it's like we found that spot where we could convert digital to analog, and I'm just going to sit there and drink and eat and watch things until, no one can bug me. It's going to be great. This is oh, wait, maybe I should keep walking to the end of the hall. There's something else down there. Isosceles, what are you seeing in the mirrors? It's in the mirrors. Yes, it is. It's nice. Very nice. Isosceles, I see in the mirror. Isosceles, where are you going, Dr. Triangle? Just follow me. Would you see them? Let's go that way. We don't need to worry about what we saw in the mirror. This is some strange room. And they did enter a room. It was a strange room. As they said, much different than something normal. And it was a well-lit room where everything else was cinematically a little bit darker. And as they entered the room, as you might expect, there was this faint rumbling as the door closed behind them, a stone door. And they found themselves sealed in, and the room had to rise. And at the top of the room, through an arched doorway, emerged a figure, a person in a long gown. She looked down at them and spoke, who are you that intrude on this sacred ground, in this place of sacred principles, and you dare to discuss taking our supplies that we have, and you dare to come to our town and make fun of our goddess and our principles that we plan to return. Do you know the cost of math leaving this world? I'm sorry, I'm not 100% because we just went through that hallway of mirrors. Dr. Triangle, could you, I can't believe I'm calling you Dr. Triangle either. Let's just go by these names because, we're just a little lost. We were here, we were picking up our payment. We had a little bit of a disagreement with the mayor. And, you know, Isosceles here managed to give your mayor a nice tip. And then we were just exploring the temple. We didn't realize that it was occupied. You know, this is honestly the first town we've been in where there's active. I mean, occasionally there's pockets of, I don't know what you call math acolytes. I don't know, praisers of Shashat, math believers. I guess that's what we call you in our play. But I mean, that's I play Dr. Triangle. Silence, the two of you. I don't know what you saw in the Hall of Mirrors, but now, in violation of our temple, you will face your test to see if you pay the ultimate price. Oh, you're talking just like Dr. Triangle. I like that. What do you mean we're going to face a test for the ultimate price? You'll see. If you can use two easy math principles, you'll be able to escape. Okay, our play is parody. We really don't know very much about math. You know, when the other goddess came to our world for real, you know, it kind of boggled everybody's mind. I don't know if you've been in here just praising math, but out there, you know, we were more worried about getting by. We were already actors. And, you know, after the aftermath of no math or less math or whatever you want to call it, as Discordia came, I mean, we had seen all those Marvel movies, so it was just weird to see someone come and declare themselves that they were going to sweep math from the earth, because we don't have actual superheroes, you know. And, you know, everybody's got to make a living and, you know, be like a living to eat and drink and maybe plan for the future. So that's what we've been doing. It's just traveling. It's just parody. We don't really have an opinion on math. We're like most people. We're just trying to make do. I guess you're more... Yeah, thinking we're anti-math. It's just reality is math's gone. I mean, I know there's pockets of people, but there is actually an anti-math goddess on Earth, you know. Like, Discordia is real, or some super being that's, you know, calling themselves Discordia. I don't know. And, you know, you're lucky to live in a stable area where just the basics of math don't function or whatever. I don't know. I only play a doctor. I'm not an actual doctor, so I don't understand the underlying things that are happening or even how some mystical power removes basic math. But we've been to some places that have, like, have you ever seen, like, a Dali painting? Some cities are like that because other math principles are not existent. You have a stable area. I don't know what math principle you would get rid of if you put it on baked beans, but that your city would, you know what I mean? Right. So, we're not against math. We're just doing a show. And again, we had worked something out with your mayor. We apologize for, we didn't actually take anything. We're just in the tent. I guess we, maybe you're sensitive. This is okay. You're raising your hand like you want me to. Okay. I'll begin the test now to see if the two of you can... Okay, cool. Excuse me. What kind of... Is this a written test? Oh, those doors are raising. Those are... are those your minions? They're going to push baked beans down this rolling hill. Interesting. They're going to roll baked beans down. Like those baked beans will get down here and we'll be in trouble. So you're going to roll. Our test is, your test is to use basic math principles. If you can use them before the beans, do you understand? We're going to ask you some basic questions. Okay, we don't really, you know, like people kind of forgot math when we were, after math left. Again, I think you're too math familiar. So could you give us an idea of the basic principles we need to know to solve this? So we have to do some kind of equation solving? All you'll need to know is the distributive principle and the rate of change in slope to solve this equation. Use them together. And we'll set you free with your original payment. Okay. Could you give us a couple of examples first of the distributive principle? That sounds like I don't know if we could figure it out. Like distribute. You distributed 15% of our beans to us. We do use math occasionally because you're a master. I mean, so with the distributed principle, I don't know do you know what that is? I don't know. I mean, it's a lot of pressure to be figuring this. Could you just give us a little bit more? Okay, so we have to do two equations or one equation using both principles. What's the rate of change of slope? I think we need graph paper for that one. Yeah, we don't even have graph paper, so I don't know. Distributed principle... And rate of change of slope, it just sounds like, that sounds very, you're really putting us in a pickle. Why? I mean, well, they could just get rid of us, so I don't know if we should argue or what we, could you just give us a few minutes to do some practice equations? You're in the honor, we call in the mercy of the shots. Oh boy, that got our attention. Yes, I also call on the mercy of Shashat to familiarize myself with the distributed principle and rate of change and slope or whatever the rate of, yes. Okay, so you're counting us down here. Oh, thank you. Thank you in the honor of Shashat to give us some time. Okay, I don't even know if I'm, so I hope I'm not offending the goddess. Okay, well, just, we got to figure out something. So they're going to roll distributed principle. So the slope is the hill that they're rolling the beans down on us. And the rate of change is probably going to be how fast the beans come down. And I don't know how that's going to make any difference. Distributed principle, you know, so then, I mean, that's not even math. Distributing means just like we're distributing the beans for wine. In some sense, that's a distribution. Yeah, you're right. I mean, so I think it's like reassigning. I don't know what the equation is, though. They have three stacks of beans. They're different sizes stacks. There's two of us, so we must be part of the equation. The rate of slope. I don't know what they, like, so... Okay, she's counting still. I don't know what down to. Okay, well, there's like all these squares. Like, you know, there's like the masonry blocks on the... So that's kind of like a grid. Okay, I don't think this is a solvable problem, though. Okay, but what if we... I got an idea. Excuse me, again, calling on the mercy of Sishat. You know, we're both... You know, we lost. We don't have the luxury of corrective lenses, which we both use. And so, if we could just walk around while you give us the time, we're working on solving this equation and familiarizing ourselves with these. You know, somehow we forget the great old wisdom that you praise here. called Mass. And so if you just give us a little bit of time, we're going to just walk around here and work on, just so we could get a little bit better. Okay, let's just walk up here. Okay, what are we doing here? We're walking. One, two. Oh, good. Okay, I pretend you're counting. Oh, yeah, like, remember the X, Y, that's what I remember. Oh, yeah, it's like rise versus rate or something like that. Oh, yeah, we've definitely got to calculate. It's a little bit harder because, oh, we could use the squares on the walls also. It's like we're in a 3D puzzle. I don't know what you're talking about, but I just wanted to say X, Y. Does that mean, oh, yes, the axes, of course. Okay, keep walking towards the cans, because the people, they're like standing a little bit behind. Oh, yeah, so let's just check a look at these cans to familiarize ourselves with, so hello, God, hello, you're very good counting us down. Oh, I'm just checking here to see, I'm just going to do a little math to figure out, if I count, circumference, area and angle. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. Let's just isosceles from the show. Oh, yeah, let's count the beans. Let's count all the way around. You're right. So we're just going to start with these two pallets of beans. Excuse us. One, two, three. Oh, it's four, five, six. Okay, now when you get on the other side, we'll just push them down the hill. And then I think it'll, then we'll just, okay, I got you. Let's, five, ten. I think I'll count by twos for a little while. Two, four, six. Okay, let's go. One, two, three, push. And okay, the narrator here, all the beans, two of the three pallets of beans went tumbling down, crashing where Dr. Triangle and Isosceles had been standing before, and cracking a hole in one of the walls. And they looked at it, and then they ran, and then the priestess just stood in their way, and then they were again trying to use social technique. You know, they were dancing, trying to get by to push the last thing of beans, and then other people were streaming into the room. And then, as if we didn't notice before, overlooking the room was a giant statue of Sashat, which suddenly became bathed in warm light, and the face of the statue, it began to speak, stop, everyone. Stop. Is that statue? I think the statue just started talking. We may be hallucinating now. Everyone stop. This is your goddess here. Oh, boy. So the two of you are here. Here, we've been waiting for you for a long time. Oh, hello, your statue ship. We're just trying to solve your puzzle the best, the only way we could. Yes, we've been waiting for two heroes to come, and you appear not to be the ones we expected. Oh, well, we don't play heroes. We play, in the play, we're kind of buffoons. Okay, let me handle it. Your statue ship, your god, is this really the goddess? Okay, everyone else has fallen silent and they're prostrate. Your goddess, we would love to go prostrate in your honor. But yeah, we're just performers, just doing our best to get through things. Yes, I know, and I've seen what you both desire most in the hallways of the mirrors. I saw, and you saw, what you wish for most. But in a world without math, none of that is possible. You see, the math hasn't just stopped. It's slowly drifting away from the world, as Discordia gains more and more power and lives in your world. More and more places will become like the places you talked about, until math leaves your world forever. And without math, I guess I will show you and look into my eyes. I think this is a real goddess because I'm seeing things and I'm looking. I'm seeing them inside of my head, but also in my eyes. I am too. I'm losing. Yes, you're seeing yourselves losing everything you desire. This isn't just someone else's problem. A world without math, with you anti-math or your math apathy, I cannot stand. So this is what Discordia truly desires, and she'll slowly gain her way. So I need the two of you to become our heroes, and that's why we have all these canned goods. We've been stocking them in anticipation. I mean, I was expecting, even as a goddess, I am not omnipotent. So I was expecting something much different. But we will make do with the two of you. You did manage. You were the only two so far that have not solved the equation. We're pretty good at that kind of stuff. I mean, we've been traveling for a long time, so we've been in some pickles. So you're saying you want to hire us in exchange for canned goods to do what? I need you to start saving math. With my help, you two will be my heroes on Earth, my heralds. Discordia has managed to keep me from directly interfering in her plans. And since you don't have any heroes like you have in those former movies you used to watch, I'll need to work through the two of you. And yes, you will receive proper payment to enable what you saw. If you save math, if you just start the journey back to standing up to Discordia and undoing the undoing of math, you can have all that you desire. But without it, you'll have nothing. Okay, thank you, your goddess. We accept your offer. So does that mean we can have the beans? It means you'll rest in the temple tonight, and tomorrow you'll set forth. And yes, we have some destinations where you are needed. Yeah, but we will also get your tanker truck of wine, Dr. Triangle. But from this day forward, you are your two characters you parodied so much. And I want you to cloak yourself in those characters and be as those characters. And one day you could be heroes of math, even though you spent your recent adult lives parodying and insulting math. Goddess, you sound like you're saying that with your teeth grinding closed. Why don't you rest now, and tomorrow you'll start your long journey. I don't know about this. Well, we don't have to know about it. We just have to use it to our advantage. We know that we're working with what we have. You're not the heroes we asked for, but the heroes we've gotten. This isn't what we... great, because we... Yeah, it sounds good. Thank you. We'll rest here in the temple. And so, narrator, here are two heroes, Dr. Triangle and Isosceles, headed off to bed and rested for the night. And that's where we'll stop our tale here, where the adventures of Dr. Triangle and Isosceles began. Good night. All right, I want to thank the latest round of reviewers on Apple Podcasts. The gray one, gray-haired one is best, from Canada. Says, funny guy, good sleep. You're really good. I agree with them for a different reason. I think you're funny. The way you go off on tangents and meandering in laid-back ways, hilarious. Eventually getting to sleep. Good stuff. Cheers, my man. Happy sleepy times. Thank you. Miss Susie comes in, or Susie from U.S.
voice of a comforting teddy bear, comfort, safe, superhuman Scooter, friend from the airwaves, touches my off button in a gentle and kind way. Thank you. From the UK, Drew's SDFXVXMC. So MC, Drew's development. Amazing. Normally I'm tossing and turning all through the night, but Scoots has slurred words and tangents. Amazing, and send me to sleep right away. Cool. Dina the Advocate. Dina's been through a lot, and makes it really, really hard to sleep. And the podcast, when they found it was just what they needed, and this is able to let them not have to listen to everything going through their head. And in a few minutes, they're asleep. So happy to help. Thanks for sharing, Dina. Cooking literal A, literal A with EA, cooking literal A, better than any other sleep aid, literally best sleep aid, better than the other, all the stuff you buy over the counter or behind the counter. Thanks, Scoots, for helping me feel comfortable and supported in the deep, dark night. Deborah Lynn, settling my mind's eye. From a friend beyond the binary, or binary in this case, so I could rhyme with I, when my avocation as a midwife, teaching and nursing requires me to pull the processes of my quantum life into line and reduce all extraneous stimulation, I can settle in with Scooter and drift off into sleep or maintain attention to a process. As if my late father was quietly speaking to his brothers in my grandmother's parlor, aware of small ears, gentle and kind. Oofamastic, could not have resisted. Lately, I not only set up the podcast while I'm sleeping, but I also have it on a piano, have him on the piano bench in my office to remind me that every leaf on a tree is still a different leaf and every breath a new breath. Thank you. That's really well. Thank you. LXMXMS from Canada. Amazing. Thanks, Scooter. Has been helped me get to sleep. I'm in the healthcare field, just starting my placement, and I need to go to bed early and be up at 4 a.m. Wow. Falling asleep is difficult, for sure, and this has helped so much. Great. Haven't finished one yet. That's from Alyssa. Or Alyssart, severe insomnia, a lot on my plate, podcast, the only thing that puts me to sleep, it works wherever, whenever, is amazing, literally never finish an episode, like Kate Bessos, super dull, seriously, even if you can't sleep, give it a try, even works on my toddler. Polly Sai Woot says perfect sleep podcast. Did I miss that one? Polly Sai Woot, my wife and I have been listening every night. Did I say that last week? That's a funny one. Scooter's relaxing, made our nights a lot less anxious. Thanks to you both. Randy Red never listened to a full episode because I fall asleep. I missed these ones somehow. Maybe not. So Audrey says it's been my favorite podcast for months now. And I get to sleep within 10, 20 minutes. Katie says, hello, all the way from Taiwan. Something about his voice that really puts me to sleep. And Izzy Ox helps me sleep when I get my head relaxed. Thank you. Thanks, everybody, for reviewing the show over on Apple Podcasts. You could do that in your app, on your phone or your tablet or on your laptop, I think. Yeah, Sleep With Me is a proud member of Night Vale. Proud member of Night Vale Presents. You can check out all the amazing shows at nightvalepresents.com, including one of my favorites, Great Road Trip, Amazing Story, three amazing seasons. Alice isn't on the big farm anymore. You could also check out the book. Which I just saw in my local bookstore. Just go to nightvalepresents.com to find out more. That way you could look up the correct name and check it out. We're also a proud member of PRX. You can see everything they're doing at PRX.org. And, you know, we exist because of direct listener action, whether it's listeners supporting the show on Patreon or listeners supporting the sponsors. That's how we're able to bring you the show for free. The podcast grows because of people that naturally spread the word. So thanks, everybody out there, keeping the show going. And that's it. I got plenty more episodes all ready to go for you if you need them. Good night. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now, I have if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, and whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts, and on Android you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in this, my app is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. That's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all intro episode came out. And then we had March is at bonus episodes. There was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On Week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelix, like we're getting ready, big announcement if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Salix. That's cool. So,
That's something we're looking forward to doing. And yeah, that was episode one of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 1252 was the finale of the Great British Bake Off. And episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut. That was a good one. 1250, one of my favorite episodes probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4. And then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. Again, if you ever need support, support at supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like, you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is like, yeah, these this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me. And most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in at the end of the free show too. But yeah, like this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists from that podcast app. So yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepingmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.